If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
Well, it's been a multi-million dollar project in the making for nearly 4 years. Now, sections of Northeast Florida's newest highway are planning to open up later this year, but don't expect convenience without the price tag.
It will be a tollway that will be administered by the SunPass Turnpike system, which most folks are familiar with if they travel in Orlando, Tampa, Miami. It'll be part of that same system.
I'm WOKV's Ariel Wysocki, and today I'm going to give you a better insight on the 46-mile-long road that will ultimately change the way motorists get from Clay to Duval County. This limited-access toll road, now referred to as the First Coast Expressway, it's an L-shaped bypass around the southwest quadrant of Jacksonville, which will stretch through parts of Duval, Clay, and St. Johns counties, eventually connecting Interstate 95 in northern St. Johns County to I-10 in western Duval County. I had the pleasure of speaking with FDOT's Mary Justino, and I asked her to give me a more modest breakdown of the three different segments of the project, starting with the northwestern portion.
This first segment goes from I-10 and US 90, which is Beaver Street in Duval County, 15 miles south to Blanding Boulevard in Clay County. So that first segment is comprised of three different projects.
Justino says that about 90% of the first segment is complete. If all goes well, the last 10% is expected to be finished late this year.
That last 10% is definitely important. That's a lot of important bridge work, railings, striping, a lot of signage, a lot of technology that still has to be installed. Now, we can't put an exact date on that because, as you can imagine, with any construction project this size, weather can have an effect. Of course, contractor ups and downs, you know how construction is. But, of course, we are getting closer to completion. We're definitely in the home stretch.
We also discussed plans moving forward with the second phase of the toll road, or the central portion, which is set to start construction in about a year and a half.
The second segment of the First Coast Expressway will start in January of 2019 and will take it from Blanding in Middleburg, where it stops now. It'll take it all the way from there through Lake Asbury into Green Cove over to the river at the Shands Bridge. So that's another big 20-mile section.
Last but not least, there is the third and final segment, the southeastern portion, which includes replacing the Shands Bridge on State Road 16.
The next segment is going to be the new Shands Bridge and the extension to I-95.
And now FDOT says the main goal of the four-lane expressway is to lighten up the traffic load on already overcrowded interstates and expressways in the region, something that's important not only for daily commuters, but it's also giving coastal residents another escape route in case of another major storm-related evacuation.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.